This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A soaker for the East Coast. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers, joined by Bernie Reno. This is Weather Insider for Monday, October the 7th. We are at episode number 156 and counting. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite shows. Bernie, lots of rain after a relatively nice but chilly weekend in the eastern states. We have rain moving across the east for Monday into Tuesday, and then a fairly substantial storm organized off the east coast. So talk about the rain Monday night and when it's going to end and how much there's going to be in total all day Monday and into Tuesday.
Well, I think the rain will not be as heavy Monday night as what we've seen earlier on Monday. Boy, there's been soaking rains, over an inch of rain in Pittsburgh. We've had over an inch of rain in like Rochester and Syracuse. It's been raining at AccuWeather headquarters and State College throughout the Monday time period. But the rain, I think, is going to be weakening because as the front moves east, that is going to weaken. Most of the 95 has been dry most of Monday, but they'll have a little bit of rain. So I don't think we're going to see those kind of rain amounts in like Boston, New York City, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. late Monday night into Tuesday morning. But certainly there can be enough rain during the overnight hours to cause some, you know, slowness on the roadways. But certainly we're not going to be looking at flooding. By the way, farther south and west, Evan, lots of flooding rain over the weekend in Arkansas, Memphis, Tennessee, over 4 inches of rain. Even on Monday morning, there was over an inch of rain from Huntsville toward Tupelo, Mississippi. But again, what we saw in the southeast is what we're going to see in the northeast overnight. The front weakens, and so does the rain.
But off the eastern seaboard during the middle part of the week, tell us about that. Looks like a storm is going to form. There's going to be the coastline will get buffeted with some gusty winds, lots of rain. Talk about how long that's going to be impacting the East Coast and how far west the influence of that system will be felt.
For the rest of the week, beginning on Wednesday. Yeah, and you know what, Evan? It's all because of a couple of things going on. That front stalling off the East Coast, the front that's moving across the Northeast Monday night. Then what happens is you have tropical energy coming along that front.
Yeah,
then
talk
you have,
about that.
Yeah, it's been all of this moisture down in the Northwest Caribbean. That'll be coming across Florida Monday night. There's going to be lots of rain there, but it's a combination of that moisture, that front, and also energy in the jet stream that gets off the East Coast. You start forming a storm Wednesday. And Evan, it just sits there Thursday and Friday. And this time of the year, when you get a storm to sit over the warm Atlantic waters, while initially that storm will be more representative of what we'd see in the wintertime with the storm, in time, because it sits over the open waters, you get more showers and thunderstorms. You start that transition from a storm that you would see in the wintertime to more of a tropical system. And I think by Friday and the Saturday, with that system still off the eastern seaboard, I think this could be named what you would call a subtropical storm. So what does that mean? A storm that has both characteristics.
But they often, depending on the strength, name them.
Name them. It
they,
will.
We've been doing the last couple of years.
Because in most of them, I'd say more than 50% of them, Evan, eventually just go into a tropical, purely tropical
system. So where's
system.
It going to go? So it's going to
sit off
so
the East Coast.
So it's going to sit there, spin, and spin. And that means, as we said, wave action along the coast, maybe even enough to cause some minor flooding at times of high tide, maybe some moisture on the coast, a little bit of rain. But you just think it's going to sit there into the weekend.
I think so.
And then what?
Well, then eventually it'll be pushed away. But that won't be until the weekend, Evan. And once that high pressure system, which is going to give some nice weather to much of the east on Tuesday. Once that leaves late Tuesday afternoon, the east flow around that high brings that moisture
so
from
it's
the storm.
Combination of around the high pressure area and the clockwise flow of winds and the counterclockwise flow of winds around the storm just to bring us an easterly flow. And there's a long fetch.
Long
talk about a fetch. What's
a
fetch?
What they mean by that is you
so
have
it has
a long
to do with dogs, right?
You have a long none, a long distance,
rough.
A long distance where you have an easterly flow from well out in the Atlantic all the way toward the East Coast. So you pick up lots of moisture, and that's why I think the rain, at least for a time, Wednesday into Thursday, will get back to the 95 corridor. Maybe not Washington, D.C., but there's going to be a period where it does get back to Philly, New York, and certainly Boston for a time, I think, at some point on Wednesday. Then it may back off a little bit. But as you had mentioned, that easterly flow is just going to continue to buffet the coast from southern New England toward the mid-Atlantic.
And fetch is really the length over which the air is, the wind is passing. So the longer the fetch, the longer amount of miles covered. Nautical miles, land miles, whatever you want to, however you want to measure it, over the water, and the longer that is, the more moisture it picks up. So that's the look in the east and the southeast. Out west, another snowstorm in Montana and the Dakotas and Wyoming. Some places are going to get more than a foot of snow, or at least close to it. Places maybe like Bismarck and Rapid City, Billings. Some of those places are going to come to a standstill again.
Yeah, and it starts Wednesday across parts of Idaho and Montana as the upper low comes across the area. And I think for the most part, the heaviest snow is going to be in the mountains. But some of those locations like Great Falls and Billings, they'll get several inches of snow. This is a colder storm, by the way, Evan, than what we saw about 10 days ago. And then that upper low continues to dive southeast. So Thursday, we start pushing the snow into Wyoming and then in the Colorado. Denver will likely get a couple of inches of snow Thursday into Friday. Then that system comes out into the plains, and that's when you're going to start seeing the snow amounts be a little heavier in lower elevations. And I think there is going to be a stripe of snow across the central and eastern Dakotas where they can easily get 6 to 12 inches, and I could see some spots getting more, and I could see how this turns into a blizzard in eastern North Dakota. That would be mostly Friday night as the upper low continues to belly underneath.
So if you're traveling into Montana and Wyoming, have any flights into there, certainly Tuesday, Wednesday, even into Thursday, you might want to check down into Denver about some flight delays, and then farther to the east in the Dakotas later in the week, Thursday and Friday. Meanwhile, Bernie, the British Isles continue to get buffeted one storm after the other, and that is also true for northern, northwestern Europe, northern France, the Low Countries, parts of Germany. That's happening. And then out in the Pacific, Bernie, I always know you like to talk about the Pacific. We have Hagibis, which is a hurricane, is likely to reach Category 5 status before weakening to about a 4 and hitting Japan this coming weekend. So the folks out there have a while to prepare for that. But again, international travelers, if you're going to be headed to Japan later in the week, be on the alert for that system.
Really quick, Evan, also later this week, we talked about the snow. There's going to be a soaking rain in the upper Midwest, severe weather, maybe from Chicago all the way down toward Oklahoma City. And in California, the wind machine picks up Wednesday and the Thursday on the back side of that upper low.
Strong Santa Ana type winds.
And so that means the fire danger.
60 miles an hour.
Fire danger gets high, and you get into a situation late in the week where it's much, much warmer in cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles than you're going to see in Las Vegas and Phoenix.
And it's because the wind blowing down sloping off the mountains with that strong east wind, that's what the Santa Anas are all about, heating things up. So that also makes things dry out even faster because it's warmer. And so lots of fuel out there for fires, and that's something that we're going to hear about as well. And we'll be back at you with just a chock full of weather information as we return and talk again on Tuesday.
Hold up. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.